From government storytelling to keeping up with best practices and learning from the best in the biz, this is the 3CMA Comcast.
Hey there, 3CMA, and welcome to the 42nd episode of 3CMA Comcast. I'm Tom Bryson with 3CMA, and you've tuned in to a special one, as this episode of Comcast will be the first one to be officially offered in both video and audio formats. So if you don't have time to commit 15 minutes at the office to watch 3CMA Comcast, perhaps you have at least that much time to pop one on during your morning or afternoon commute, available through the 3CMA Facebook group or on Apple Podcasts, among a few others. Let us know what you think. We want to find out. In the meantime, this is also our annual Savvy Show, the episode every year where we try to give you tips and tricks that might help you and your agency improve your chances of coming home from the conference in September with some hardware for the trophy case. Speaking of trophy cases, our guest today represents an agency that has a pretty impressive one. She is a marketing and communications manager for the City of Arlington, Texas, co-chair of the 2024 3CMA Annual Conference in Arlington, a 3CMA board member, and at various times through her career has been responsible for writing successful award entries at the local, state, and national levels. Say hello to multitasker Kristen Wagner. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Tom. I'm good. How are y'all?
Okay, I usually ask people how the weather is where they are, but since you're only about 15 miles away from me right now, I'm going to assume it's pretty much the same as it is outside my door.
It sure is. Gloomy, but warmish.
It's this this time of year always. So what we want to do is kind of go over for everyone what it takes to write a good entry. First of all, a few details that they need to know. Savvy season is in full swing right now, with three deadlines, so it's a little bit different. The early entry deadline is Friday, April 5th. The regular entry deadline is Friday, May 10th. And the final entry deadline, this will be no extensions this year, final deadline is going to be on Monday, June 3rd. No deadline extension, so everyone should focus on being done absolutely no later than Monday the 3rd. Now, for getting an award entry done, what a lot of people, if you haven't done one in a while, may not realize is it's all done online, as it has been for a few years now. But you have really kind of quantified five tips to really preparing and sending in a really good Savvy entry, right?
Yes.
So
I'm sure there's many more, but I've got five with me today.
I like the five that you've got. So let's jump right into them. First of all, document, right?
Yes. So that is kind of the biggest tip that I can give everybody is that, the judging of the Savvies is really dependent upon showing your work and showing how you are successful. And the best way to do that is to document. And that means taking screenshots of emails of people saying that your work was amazing. That means taking screenshots and saving links of social media comments, you know, that you did a great job, that the public really enjoyed what you did. Make sure you're saving links because it's real hard to go back and find some of those links sometimes. Doing analytics, whether that comes from Google Analytics or your email news program or social media or any other sort of measurement program that you have, having screenshots and that documentation is really important. And a little tip that I have, it may not help everybody this year, but maybe hopefully in the future, is to start collecting your information early. If you know that you're doing a really great project and you can feel that as you're doing that project, start taking those screenshots while you're in the middle of it and saving things while you're in the middle of it, because when you go back 3, 4, 5 months later, it's sometimes hard to remember all of those little pieces. And so every time, you know, we're in the middle of something that I think might be a really good Savvy entry, I'll start taking those screenshots or saving those links so that I have them ready for me when I'm ready to go put the entry together.
So to begin with the end in mind, most people have an idea when they're starting a project that this is going to be something they might want to put forward for consideration down the line. So bearing all that in mind as you go to collect all that information up front, right?
Absolutely. It'll make your life so much easier on the back end.
Very good. Now, this one, I want you to explain in some detail, because I know what you're saying here, but I want to make sure people understand. Put effort into the entry, right?
Yes.
Don't just throw a little something behind it and hope for the best. Give it some gravitas.
Yes. So this is a big one. I've been a judge in many, many, awards programs over the years that I've been in government communications. And when you judge something, and when I judge something, I can really tell when somebody puts effort into their entry. And this doesn't mean the actual program or social media post or marketing plan that you're doing. This means the actual entry itself. So it's that letter of documentation that you're writing, you know, what your program was about, what your goals were, how you achieved those goals, what the budget was. Don't just put a sentence or two or even three.
Right.
You have 750 to 1,000 words in each one of those sections. Use those. Certainly don't just put words there to put words there, but you have a huge amount of room to be able to explain what you did and why you did it and why it was successful, and outline what you did and show how you achieved your goals. And that's really the key there. One of the things when I'm judging those entries is that it's really easy to see who put effort into the entry and
right.
who didn't. And so when I'm judging, I approach it from the perspective of, if somebody is not proud and showing off their work by talking about it and showing me what they did, it's really hard for me to give it a great score, because I don't know, you know, that they're really proud of that. And so it influences how I judge an entry, and I would imagine other judges the same way. And so if you're putting effort into your entry, putting the time to put all that together, it really does show and make a difference.
And make sure that when you're taking advantage of that space you have to write, most of us are writers, show it, show that you are. And a judge can tell padding when they see it. So
Absolutely.
Make sure you're not just filling the space, but filling it with quality material, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Number three, don't just tell what you did, tell how it was successful.
Yes. So one of the things that I have seen in a lot of awards entries that maybe weren't successful in winning awards was that people would describe what their project was. They would describe what they did, and they didn't necessarily describe or show how it was successful. And that's really a lot of what the savvies are about, is showing that documentation of how you achieved your goals. And so saying, you know, we posted 15 social media posts for this campaign, that isn't really showing success and showing, you know, what it's showing what you did, but it's not showing how it was successful. And so you can adjust that a little bit to your wording to say our 15 social media posts received 200,000 impressions. And so that really shows that success. And you can put that into context and take it a step further, which I think is what really takes a lot of winning entries to the top, is saying something like, our 15 social media posts received 200,000 impressions, which is more impressions than our page normally receives in a month. So putting it within context and giving it that level of success really helps bolster the effort that you're putting in.
As opposed to, our 15 social media posts were up for 3 weeks or 3 months or whatever the case may be.
Correct.
Which really doesn't say anything, as opposed to how many people, how many eyeballs were on it, how many unique hits there were.
Correct.
And such. Very good. Be specific and be detailed.
Yeah, so this kind of goes back a little bit to what you had mentioned a couple of minutes ago, is judges can tell when you're putting some padding in there and aren't necessarily putting a lot of the detail into your entry. And so the more details that you can give, the stronger your entry is going to be. So, for example, saying something like, the project was well received isn't really very impactful.
Right.
There's no way to quantify that. It's not really specific, and anybody can really say that hoping to get some sort of positive feedback there. But saying that you received 25 positive comments on your social media post, or saying that you received 3 emails from participants in the program saying how it impacted their life, or whatever that is, it carries a whole lot more weight. And then the key there, again, to go back to that documentation, is to have the screenshots of those comments, have the screenshots of those emails, and include those with your entry to really show that that did happen and that that did make a difference.
And numbers are a relative thing. It's not necessarily competing against any other city, although there will be others in your population category. Numbers are relative to the size of your organization, the size of the event or activity or post, whatever the case may be. Numbers are good. I would venture to say, regardless of how plentiful they may be. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, for sure. And numbers that show how you achieved your goals. So it really all goes back to those goals that you established within that written letter. And that's why it's important to really be detailed and outline those. And being able to show, if your goal was to have 20 people participate in a program and you got 30, That's fantastic, and you way surpassed your goal. But if your goal was to have 200 people participate in the program and you got 30, that's a whole lot of, that's a whole lot different. And so being able to show you achieved your goal is really the key.
And I guess one way of looking at this is part of our job is to tell a story, correct?
Yes.
And this is no different. You're telling the story of this particular project and how it came from a drawing board to execution and what the impact was on the community. It's really just that simple when you boil down to it.
Yes, and a really well-written entry can take you from being, good to great. It can take you from third place to first place. The entry is not everything, but it's certainly the effort you put in and the way you write it and that story you tell makes a big difference.
And then number five, I think, is probably my favorite of the bunch because it really is a roadmap of how to do these things well. Be a judge.
Absolutely. Yes. That's my biggest tip is sign up to be a judge. And I know that judge signups will be coming out here at some point in the next couple of weeks or months. But the benefit to being a judge, in addition to giving back to 3CMA, is that you really get to have an inside look at all of the entries in the category you're judging, what people are doing, how they're putting it together. You might be able to pull some tips out of, oh, that looks really cool, or that's a really great way to put that together to tell that story. But you also get to see the rubric that is used to judge the different categories that you're judging. And so that will help you in future years be able to understand that there's this certain number of points that are associated with each category and certain number of weight that's associated with things. And that really helps you understand and craft your entry much, much better.
And as a judge, you also get a much better idea of what's a good entry and what entries come up a little short and why that is. So you can help avoid those pitfalls yourself,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. In my judging, I've seen an entry that had a really great program put to it, and you could tell they did a really good job. But one of their entries had like three sentences describing how they achieved their goals and no documentation attached to it. And that's
right.
Really, really hard to show that success and to be able to give that a Savvy Award because you don't have any of that supporting information to go with it.
Well, and I've heard people say before, well, the work should stand on its own. The work should speak for itself, to be sure, but it is everything else that surrounds it that made it successful that helps demonstrate its real worth.
Absolutely. And a lot of the times, we are all coming from different organization sizes and different setups and different outside influences that may have an effect on how that work was created, how it was perceived, how it was implemented, any of that. And so having the additional information in the entry really helps judges be able to determine all of how all of those factors influenced the work and made it successful in the end.
Now, in addition to those top five, you've got a few other tips to help everyone make the process a little smoother or at least a little less daunting, right?
Yes. I know a lot of people kind of leave this stuff to the end and it can become a daunting process. And I know even maybe over a weekend, don't want to be giving up those precious weekend moments with your family and friends. So I have a couple tips that kind of makes a little less daunting and a little less onerous to put together. The first one is just a little bit of time saving. If you're submitting more than one entry, one of the things that I do is I create one entry and I fill out that entry form section in the Savvy Awards. And that's the one that's got your name and your address and your title and all of that kind of stuff. And then I stop there. And then I duplicate that for every single entry that I'm going to do so that I don't have to keep submitting that form over and over and over and over.
Right.
I'm not filling it out multiple times. But I will give you one tip. Don't forget to change the budget and the percent created in-house sections because those do live on those pages. So make sure you're going through each one of those pages before you submit something.
Okay.
The next one is to write your entry in Microsoft Word first. That way you have spell check and all of the handy tools that come along with Microsoft Word. It also allows you to be able to send it to someone else for their review because it's really hard to edit your own work. I think all of us know that. To have that additional set of eyes is always a benefit.
Basically create a draft.
Yes, and then copy and paste it into AwardForce, which is our award program, and don't necessarily write it directly in there because you just don't have all of those tools with you. And again, first impressions matter. So if judges are seeing that you're making typos or have grammar mistakes, you want to eliminate all of that that you can to give them the best foot forward.
And then finally, this is one I want to take a minute on, because budget and use of outside resources is something that frequently makes people's heads hurt, because how exactly do you judge outside? What constitutes outside? Where do you draw that percentage? How do you handle that, and what's your take on how to most effectively figure out what that kind of percentage breakdown is without overthinking it, right?
Sure. So I always start with the budget and use of outside resources section when I'm going to write an entry. And the reason for this is it kind of gets me in the mode of that particular entry. It's really cut and dry information in terms of I spent this much money and we did this much work in-house, we did this much work out of house. There's not a whole lot of creativity to that. And so that helps me really get into that mode without having to make my brain hurt so much. But the way that I approach that is there's a couple pieces to it. There's your budget, which is how much money you're spending. And there is a couple pieces to that, which is how much money you spent to create the entry. In terms of, you know, if you did a publication, you know, maybe it didn't cost any money to create the entry, but you spent, let's say, $100 printing it. Or if you're doing a social media campaign, there was $0 to create the entry, but you might have put some advertising money behind it, and there's, you know, $100 there. And so breaking all of those pieces out makes it very clear to the judges what you spent on. And then the use of outside resources is always the nebulous one that people have trouble with. And generally, I sort of think of this in two ways. One is creating the entry itself. So the planning, the execution, the creativity, the thought process, all of that. I generally break that out in, you know, 100% of our entry was created by internal resources, in-house staff, and explaining that we did all, you know, the script writing or the videoing or whatever the things that we did, and explain those processes. And then I will also, even though I don't consider it created by an outside resource, I will also explain that we used an outside print vendor to print the publication, for example, just to be 100% transparent with judges, make it very clear that we don't have an in-house print shop. But I don't consider that part of creating that entry as part of the use of resources.
And that's one of the perpetual questions, is how those lines get drawn. I know in my last few years of full-time government work, I didn't have an in-house video unit. However, I did have a regular contractor that I used that I didn't consider out of house, because they were in here doing work for me all the time, as opposed to, you know, turning over a project to an agency on a turnkey basis. That I think is what more out of house is designed to encompass. Would you say?
Definitely. Well, I think as long as you're transparent about it and explain exactly how you use resources, and whether they're a long-term contractor or whether they're an agency that you turned it over to, as long as you're explaining all of that and being truthful in that, whatever your answer is totally acceptable and great.
Well, then, at the end of the day, what kind of final advice would you have for anyone, other than just to, I will tell you what I would say, and then you give me yours. Just take advantage of the opportunity. Let me knock my microphone off. Take advantage of the opportunity. Not necessarily relive a project, but to remember how it came together. Because this is a learning process. The whole reason for this is to be able to demonstrate the kind of work that you do, and then see how it measures up to others in the industry, right?
Absolutely. And additionally, it's a really great opportunity to be able to brag on yourself a little bit. I find in communications and all of the organizations I've worked at, it's really easy to brag on other departments saying they've won different awards and they accomplished this thing, but bragging on yourself feels very weird. So a Savvy Award is a very tangible thing that you can take to your leadership, that you can put out a news story on your website about and really be proud of, and show that you are doing high quality work for your residents and for everybody that's seeing it.
That's perfect, Kristen. Thank you so much for taking the time to just elaborate on some of those points, because I mean, let's face it, you've been very successful in your award entries through the years, and you know, maybe some of that is going to rub off. So thanks
I
again,
sure hope
and to remind everyone, that early entry deadline is April 5th. Regular deadline is May 10th, and the final hard. No turning back deadline is Monday, June 3rd. Find out more about all of this, including how to enter specifically, at 3cma.org/savvy. Kristen Wagner, thanks so much for sharing that awards expertise with us today. And good luck to everyone in this year's Savvy competition. That's going to do it for this edition of 3CMA Comcast. For Kristen Wagner and everyone at 3CMA, I'm Tom Bryson. Thanks very much for taking a few minutes out of your day, and we will see you next time.